This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 254.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you guys doing today? What's going on, guys? I got another masterclass for you here with my boy, Brian Tripp out of Alabama. And you guys will hear me talk about this at the top of the show, but this is the second time Brian is coming on. Such a down-to-earth, good dude, successful investor, he's a serial entrepreneur, guy has multiple businesses within the real estate space. I'm sorry, I can't even talk today. He founded Alabama Cash Deals, Inc., where they do, buy and hold, wholesale. I mean, the guy's got over 70 rentals. He buys and sells notes, owner financing, even has a mobile home park, has done well over 250 wholesale transactions. Also started a brokerage years ago. He's got the largest RIA called Alabama RIA. The largest RIA in the Alabama area. And actually recently he has started something really, really cool, which I love with another friend of mine, Tom Kroll, Real Estate Investing Live. And on this particular episode, guys, we're talking about the power of networking. And, you'll hear me talk about this, but don't tune out when you hear networking. I mean, Brian and Tom are masters of this, and we share countless examples of what it's done in our personal life, in our business. And he talks about the top three things you need to do and remember when you network, and why and how you need to be intentional about it. So I really want you to listen to this episode, because this is the type of content that just opens your mind and hopefully propels you to take the type of action you need and take your life and your business to that quote unquote next level, right? So without further ado, let's hop right into the show. Brian, what's up? What's up, my man? How are you, buddy?
What's going on, Alex? I'm so grateful to be on your show again, man. It's an incredible honor.
Yeah, my man. Thank you, man. So this is round two. Let me kind of start there. For those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. I don't take it lightly that you've taken time out of your day to listen to this particular podcast. I know you have a ton of options out there. So I'm extremely grateful that you've joined us, and I will do my best not to let you down and completely over-deliver. And I have the right guy in the show to deliver exactly that. If you guys haven't had the opportunity, go back and check out the first podcast interview I did with Brian Tripp. If you guys go to flipempire.com/episode94, very popular show. Brian's a great guy out of Birmingham, Alabama. Him and I got to really know each other a couple of years ago. I want to say at this point, Brian, that him and I were part of a small, intimate, I would call it a workshop for lack of a better word, with some other successful high-level entrepreneurs. And we've built a relationship since then throughout the last couple of years. And he's just doing some really, really big things out in the Alabama market. Very successful coaching program, very successful RIA that he runs there called Alaria. He's had amazing guests, and just somebody who's a giver at heart, has always led with providing value. And one of the things, not to steal Brian's thunder, because I'll get him on here in a quick second, one of the things we're going to really focus today's episode on is how to network properly, how to grow your network, how you can monetize your network, how you could give value, receive value, and everything in between. And Brian has teamed up with Tom Kroll, and they're doing some pretty exciting things. But this show, we're not selling anything, we're not pitching anything. 100% content, and it's how you can, we're really going to focus on network. And I don't want you to tune out, because you might hear that and say, well, that's not sexy. I know how to network. I know how to do this. Brian's a master when it comes to that. And so I want you to stick with us, because I'm pretty confident that you're going to get some gold nuggets from this particular episode. So Brian, with that said, I have gone long enough, my man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I love that you set it up by saying, don't tune out. You think about networking. It's like, oh, here we go again. Your network is your net worth. I'm conking out on you, Alex. I'm so glad you set it up that way, because I'm of the opinion that most, I'm talking like the vast, vast, vast majority of people do not know how to network. And you can, if you want to, I can just jump on in, or you can ask me some questions, but like, I'm just of that belief that people don't truly know how to network. Like you said, they don't know how to provide value. They don't know how to monetize it. And look at me, like I'm really not anybody that special, but what I have done is just provide value to so many people that they just want me around them. And I've been invited to some pretty incredible things, and I've been able to do some pretty incredible things with amazing people just because of networking.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And didn't you just got off a stage where you were speaking in front of what, couple hundred, you know, successful investors?
Yeah. So we're going to drop this name a few times, it sounds like, but Tom Kroll puts on a wholesaling summit every year, and he's invited me to speak at it. He invited me to speak at it this time. So let me tell a quick story if you don't mind, Alex.
Yeah, please do.
So in January of 2018, just this past January, I went to Tom Kroll's wholesaling summit in Orlando with the only, they talk about networking now, with the only reason I went was I wanted to meet Tom Kroll, and I wanted to shake his hand and see if there's anything I could do for him, any kind of value I could provide him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So we had talked a little bit. He was about to come on my podcast. So we kind of exchanged some emails and stuff, and I get down there. I had his phone number, and I just happened to text him when I get down there. It was the day before the event. I said, "Hey man, just want to let you know. I know you're crazy busy. Just want to let you know I'm in town. If you do have 5-10 minutes, I'd love to grab coffee. No big deal." He texts me back immediately. He's like, "Oh man, I love you, brother. Just it's not really a good time right now. I really do appreciate it. I got a couple of fires I got to put out. You know, I've had two speakers cancel on me already." That's what he texts me, and so. I host a pretty successful real estate investor association here in Birmingham, Alabama. I speak a lot. I do trainings. I do things like that. I feel like I have some original content. So I was literally wrestling with, do I text him back and say, "Oh man, I would love to speak. Yeah. Let me speak." You know, I'm kind of like, you know, it's the whole, you know, I don't want to seem like I want to push my agenda on somebody. At the same time, I also want to provide somebody with value. So I kind of wrestled with that. Like, I want to give this guy so much value, and I don't want to just like make it seem like I'm doing this all selfishly. So it took me about 10 minutes to respond to his text, because I didn't even know if I was going to text him back. And I'm like, no, you know what? It'd be a disservice if I didn't at least, you know, text him. So I texted him back and I said something to the effect of, "Listen, man, that really sucks. That's really terrible. Just to let you know, I do have some original content. If you do need a speaker, if not, no big deal. Just want to let you know I'll be made available. I'll be a servant to you in any way I can possibly do, any way I can do that." He texts me back immediately, Alex, and he says, "When can we meet?" That was his response. And I got to speak at his wholesaling summit back in January just because of networking, period. That's it. I only went down to Orlando to meet him. I paid for my own ticket. Everything. Flew down there, everything. And stayed at a very expensive hotel just because of networking, just because I want to shake his hand, get a couple of pictures with him, whole social proof type of thing I believe in that we can get into if you want to. And I got to speak at his wholesaling summit in front of, like you said, 200, 250 people. I crushed it. It was his words. And he wanted to have me back. So I went back and, you know, it was a couple of weekends ago at his wholesaling summit in Asheville, North Carolina. 350 people, sold it out. And he said I was one of the best speakers there. So all because of networking.
Brother, I absolutely love the story, and I loved how you framed it to start the podcast, because there are at least three or four key takeaways that I got from that short story. Number one, you were super purposeful and intentional. You were going there for a reason, right? You weren't just going there winging it like, "Oh, let's see what I learn or who I meet." It was like, "I'm going to meet one specific person," right? So you took action, you paid, you invested in yourself, you got out there, and then basically you had, you know, the balls to just send a quick text message, and, you know, to somebody that you've been wanting to meet that you don't know, and said, "Hey man, you know, I'm here for you. Just want to see if we can meet. Let me know if I can do anything." And then you saw an opportunity, and I could see where you'd kind of wrestle with, "Hey, do I, but I think it's all in how you did it, right? It wasn't like you weren't being like kind of snaky with it as far as like just trying to take advantage of an opportunity.
Totally.
"Hey man, if I could be there for you, anything I can do, FYI, I do have original," like I love the way that you framed it. And I think so many times, I can't tell you how often people like will shoot me a message and you can just kind of read between the lines. They're just dying to get to like, here's what I need. Here's what I want. Here's the pitch. It's like, they're asking you questions like, oh, how are you doing? But you can tell there's an undertone of like, let me kind of hit the fast forward to like what I need and if you can help kind of thing. And it's just the wrong approach, right? It's just, it kind of turns me off to a certain degree. And I get where they're coming from. But I think if you lead with that, like, hey man, how can I legitimately add value to you? How can I like help you and not expect something in return? I think just opportunities and doors open up for you.
I agree. You want me to give you my three keys to networking?
Yeah, please do. Let's start there.
These are my three keys. This is actually what I spoke about at his wholesaling conference. I talked about, look, you're in this, I was talking to a room full of people that came to learn information. And I told them right in their face, I said, if you are here just to try to get a bunch of information, you're going about this all wrong. Because I hate to break it to you and I hate to break it to all the other speakers out here, but information is everywhere. You don't come to a wholesaling summit. You don't come to an event like this for information. I know you're in CG, Alex. The information is probably incredible in that room, but you don't go to those meetings and you're not in that kind of group for information. You're in it because of the people.
You nailed it.
And to meet people and to potentially do business with people. That is why you would go to any event. So the next obvious question is, well, if I'm there to meet people and I want to be, I love that you said intentional. If I want to be intentional about it, how can I get people to notice me and want to do business with me? Even if it's someone like an Alex Pardo or a Tom Kroll or whomever it may be. Number one, and we've already kind of said this, you've got to be selfless. You have to add value. Even if you have nothing, even if you're brand new, you have something to give someone. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out what that is and you've got to be willing to give that unconditionally without, and you said this already, and this is a part of my definition that I came up with for networking. You have to do it without the expectation of receiving anything in return.
Yep, it's that's the key.
All reciprocity. Right. So be selfless. That's number one. Number two, when you're talking to anyone, you have to be a listener. You have to listen first. You have to figure out what it is, not only what are they saying, but what's the kind of the undertones of what they're saying. What do they need? What are their good questions to ask is, what kind of challenges are you going through right now? I got invited to, and I'm sure you know who Matt Andrews is.
Yes.
I got invited to their affiliate summit a couple weekends ago, all because I asked the question, what are your challenges? What are you going through? Anything I can do to help you? I would love to try to add value in any way, just because of those simple little things. And Matt, I had no business, not from maybe a technical standpoint, not that I don't, you know, have a limiting belief and not that I feel like I should be in that room because I'm not smart enough, but more of the sense that I didn't really know the people in that room, a lot of them, the major players. I didn't know them on an intimate level. So from that respect, I should not have been in that room. Mm-hmm. But from the fact that I was able to network and provide value to people, shoot, almost half the people in the room had been on my podcast. Yeah. So it's not like I don't deserve to be there, but like the higher level people in that room, they didn't know me. They didn't know who I was. I'm not in CG. I can't even be in CG. You know, there's a lot of things that come up. So you've got to be a listener. That's number two. You've got to be able to figure out what are the undertones of what this person actually needs. And then number three is, if I am listening and I do hear what they need and I am asking the right questions, what are your challenges? Then number three is, you've got to be a connector. If you are a networker, you are a connector. You've got to connect the dots. It's not about what's in it for you. It's, how can I help this person get to where? And if I know that this person needs this and I'm not the person to provide that for them, but I know who can help them, I've got to connect. I can't even tell you how many times I sent text messages over the past couple weekends of having two people in the same text saying, hey, you should meet so-and-so. Yeah. They're in this, they're in your same market and they're doing this. Hey man, this guy's doing this. You guys really need to connect because I really think it can help your businesses grow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, you, so Brian, let me kind of interject here because you literally took the word connector out of my mouth. I think what's really interesting is when about a year and a half or so ago, I went through Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. He's got an exercise called your unique genius zone, your unique ability, genius zone, whatever you want to call it. And it's essentially an exercise. Have you been through it, by the way? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've not.
So you can.
I went through something very similar with someone else that we can talk about in a second. But okay, no, I love that.
Well, yeah. So if you just Google Dan Sullivan, I think it's called Genius Zone. It's essentially an exercise where you send this out to, I think it's 15 or 20 people. You send it out to like a mix of family, coworkers, friends, acquaintances, and you essentially ask them. And I don't want to butcher the question, but something along the lines of. What do you think is my unique ability, or what do you, from your perspective, right? Not what you think I want to hear from your perspective. What do you think I do? Kind of like it's unconsciously competent to me. You know what I mean? It's like, it comes natural to me from your perspective.
Right.
I went through this exercise about a year and a half ago and I sent it to about 20 people, a mix of all different kinds of people. And then my wife is like an Excel wizard. So I essentially had her like put everything together in like a pivot table or something. I don't even know what. And by and large, everybody was telling me, hey, you're a really, really good communicator and connector. And it hadn't dawned on me that that is something that just comes natural to me. As I'm hearing you speak, Brian, I have countless examples of me leading with, hey, me, whether it's someone I want to meet or whether it's a friend like you or whatever the case might be, hey, dude, what do you need? You know, and they, oftentimes I say, hey, man, I'm actually pretty good right now. I don't need anything. But in conversation, they reveal something going on in their business. It doesn't have to be a challenge, but oftentimes it is. And then I'll just kind of like keep that in the back of my mind. And when I get home or whenever I have an opportunity, I'll send an email, a text, or sometimes even a quick video. And I'll text it to them and I'll say, hey, man, I know you said you were good. We were talking about this. I thought about you. I think this person or I think this resource can be helpful. Jeez. And I'll send it to them. And I cannot tell you how much positive feedback I have gotten from people because I'm not trying to get anything. I'm not trying to like have them repay me a favor. I just legit wanted to, like, I just thought it was a resource or a person that could help. And so I naturally connected them. And that has opened up so many opportunities and doors. And not only that, even if it didn't, it's built a relationship. Like relationships have been built on just doing that one thing.
So you said, you know, by the way, when you ask that question, what are your challenges? What are you going through right now? Like 90% of people are going to tell you, I'm good. I don't need anything. And then, but I love what you said. You were listening, right? You were listening for the undertones of what are they actually going through? And then you were able to solve a problem because you were doing that number two thing. You're being a listener.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. So, hey, really quick, can you highlight the top three things again? Because I want to make sure, like, I want to just really drive this point home because, you know, hopefully, you know, obviously people are listening. They've stuck with us. Like most people think they know how to network, but they kind of don't. They just wing it. You know what I mean? And so I love how you quickly summarize it. And I want to make sure people caught that.
For sure. And just to kind of add to that, I'll definitely do that. Just to add to that, I've had people in my sphere, right? They're like coaching students, people that come to our RIA, whomever it may be. I've heard this numerous times. People will say to me, Brian, I don't want to network. I don't like to network because I don't like to ask people for things. Mm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got it all wrong.
Yep. You got it reversed.
People have it all wrong. Yeah. So here are the three. Here are the three. Just this is, I didn't get this out of any book. This is just some stuff that I've come up with. I'm sure I'm not the first one to think of this stuff, but this is just the three most important things that I see when it comes to networking. You've got to be selfless. Number one, got to provide value. Number two, be a listener. You've got to do a lot more listening than you are talking. And then three, once you've done that, once you've listened, you've got to connect the dots. Be a connector.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely love it, man. Do you mind, do any other examples pop up for you? Because, you know, I love just the power of storytelling and just some of the, like the story you shared with meeting Tom and how you got in the room at Matt Andrews Affiliate Summit. Like those are the types of things that I think can really, really resonate with people. You know, you said it at the top. It's super cliche to say, you know, your network is your net worth and everybody's heard that. But it's so true. And yet I think it falls on deaf ears. And people just don't understand the value in having a network, a deep network, and just having relationships, you know, being able to pick up the phone or text and just connect with someone. And it's just so, so valuable. Like, businesses are built on that. Relationships are built on that. Do any other examples kind of pop up for you, Brian, of like the impact that networking has had on your business, your personal life, or anything in between?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I can definitely provide countless examples, kind of like you can. I think networking comes down to what you say and then what you do. And we've been talking a lot about so far, what would you say? Like, if you're face to face with someone, what do you say? You're listening, you're being a connector, those kinds of things. Like, that's a really big key to take home. But like, the other thing though that we haven't really talked about is things that you can do to position yourself, to put yourself in a position almost of authority. And you don't have to be as experienced as you think you need to be able to do this, by the way, but to put yourself in a position of authority where people are going to want to network with you. People are going to want to do business with you just because of the authority, the place of authority that you've put yourself in. Alex, perfect example is you started a podcast 2.5, 3 years ago, whatever it was, and you got done telling me off air that you've been super consistent with it, 2 a week. For, would you say, 2.5 years, and you're up to episode 254. I mean, it's amazing. And you have that authority though. Other small things, and I don't want to, I say small because it kind of is small, and it's small in the sense that anybody can do it. You can go and, what if you went and wrote a book? That sounds so daunting, write a book. The first book I ever wrote was a wholesale manual, how to wholesale in Birmingham, Alabama. It was 75 pages long. I can't even call it a book. It's a manual. But just the fact that I have my name on the cover of something that's printed, anyone can self-publish anything. That carried a lot of authority. Again, it comes back to networking because people want to do business with the guy who has the authority. So then I went and wrote like a real legit book, and it came out earlier this summer called
For Sale. Yep.
Yeah. And I sent, I sent you a copy of it. That's another great way to network. I sent over 100 top level real estate investors, influencers. I sent them a free copy of the book. You were one of the people I sent that book to
when
it first came out.
Yes.
So that is another form of networking. It's just keeping someone like Alex, who has influence, keeping me at the top of his mind. Why do you think we're doing a second podcast together? Because I'm keeping it at the top of his mind. Hey man, I want to provide value to you. I want to provide value to your audience. So you might be saying, Brian, you know what? I don't think I can write a book. I think that's ridiculous. I don't know if I can, you know, do a lot of the things you're talking about so far, but here's one thing. And if we want to tie all this into what, you know, Real Estate Investing Live, what we're doing today, let's tie all this together. What if you went out and you started a meetup group? Just something that simple. Most of the people, Alex, that listen to your show are probably real estate investors, or they want to be real estate investors.
That's right.
You do not have to be as experienced as you think you do to just start a group. We had one guy who's still to this day never done a single real estate deal, but he does a real estate investors meetup group in our town. And it's just a place to provide networking for other people. And someone might say, well, what does that have to do with anything? You know, when you're at the front of the room, I don't even care. Guys, there were 4 people that showed up at my first meetup group in April of 2016. And now we have almost 1,000 paid active members of our real estate club. And we're getting regularly between 190 and 210 people in the room every single month.
That's amazing.
How are we doing this? We're doing this by providing value and by providing a place where people can come to network. When you are at the front of the room, a magical thing happens. And I don't even care if it's a room full of 4 or 5 or 6 people. This magical thing happens that people automatically see you as the authority figure. Mm-hmm. And they want to do business with you. That is a form of networking. I've got all the private money I could ever want or need just because I'm at the front of a room. I've got deals coming at me left and right where we don't have to do anywhere near the marketing. You know, you want some quick little ninja tricks on marketing, what's working the best for your wholesaling business right now. I said this at the wholesaling conference and it like blew people's minds.
Give it to me, brother.
Most businesses, Alex, do you know what most business, let's forget about real estate for a second. Do you know what most businesses use as their number one form of marketing?
Is it referral marketing?
most effective, tried and true. It's word of mouth. It's referrals.
Yeah. Referrals, yeah.
Why is it that in the real estate business, we feel like we need to spend tens and tens of thousands of dollars on marketing when we won't even take advantage of the network that's in front of us?
Oh, man. All right, let me tell you, I'll put myself on Front Street. I'm guilty of that right now. So 100%, I'm with you.
So just taking these few examples, where we've been talking about networking this whole show, just taking these few examples, I would do a self-audit if I were you. If you're listening to this podcast, I would do a self-audit. First of all, where are you along your real estate journey? Are you brand new? Have you done a few deals? Whatever it is, where is it? Where are the gaps? Where's the white space where you can go and kind of fill in a need in your local market, your local area, to where you can take advantage of some networking, whether it's starting a meetup group, whether it's just talking to influential people. I started this whole thing, this most recent question, you asked me to give you examples. So let me kind of leave you with one example. When I go, I have a podcast of my own. And when I go to try to interview some really top level people on our podcast, the only real social media has completely changed the game.
Oh yeah.
It's completely changed the game. You can literally DM anybody at any time for the most part. Okay. You can email or a DM professional athletes, singers. Most of the time it is them, by the way. So super famous people. Real estate wise, I don't know that we have super, super famous people that are just completely untouchable, right? You can get into their DM, Instagram, Facebook. And here's what I do almost every time. If I don't have a warm introduction from some, a lot of times it's referral based, but say for instance, there's a guy, like let's just use Brad Chandler, cause we talked about him earlier. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who Brad was, personally over a year ago. You know, he was doing the GoFundMe thing for the We Buy Houses, yep, lawsuit, which thankfully is come to an end, and, you know, and we won, you know, the regular Joe real estate investor won, and, you know, we donated that. Hopefully you guys did too.
Yep.
When I first learned about all that, probably about a year and a half ago, I sent him a direct message. Say, you don't know who I am. I love what you're doing. I love the cause. And this is networking, by the way. And I would love, this is what I said to him. I would love for you to share that story and share what you're trying to do on my podcast.
Uh-huh.
So if you're following, if you're tracking, anytime I try to reach out to somebody to come on my podcast or maybe even come to our, come speak at our networking events, come speak at our real estate live events, I always try to provide value first. How can we get their message to our audience? That's how I phrase it. How can I get your message out to our audience, to a bigger audience? When I phrase it like that, instead of, hey, can you do this for me? It just changes the entire dynamic.
Yeah, no, completely, man. And let me kind of address some objections that I'm just imagining people listening to this show right now are having. So I'm going to throw two objections at you, Brian, if I'm kind of putting myself in the shoes of one of these types of people. Number one, the person that is introverted or they are shy to speak, whether publicly or even, you know, one-on-one. I mean, there's people that just, whether it's a social anxiety, whether it's just, it's a mindset thing, limiting beliefs, introverts, whatever you want to call it. Let's just kind of lump, I know those are very different things, but let's just kind of lump that into one category. And then the second person that I'm thinking about that's listening to the show is, well, Alex, Brian, you guys have a podcast. Brian, you speak at the front of the room. You're a seasoned speaker, seasoned investor. You're successful. Like all these different things that I'm sure are going on in somebody's brain right now as you're listening to the show. And I want to kind of address that. I want to get your thoughts. I'm sure I have some things to add to that. But what are your thoughts on how people can position themselves as the authority if they don't have an audience or a podcast, or maybe they're just shy, or maybe they're afraid of public speaking or whatever the case might be?
Let's go back to the spring of 2004. I'm a senior at the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, and I lack one class to graduate. So okay. I go see the dean, and the dean's like, look, everything looks great. There's this one class you have to take that you haven't taken yet. And once you take this class and pass this class, you'll have your degree. And I'm like, okay, cool. What is it? And it's like, it's speech. Oh my God. And I remember Dr. Edward Mullins, the dean of the College of Communications at the University of Alabama in 2004. I begged him to let me take a practicum with him so I didn't have to take speech. I was deathly afraid to talk to people. Yeah. I was the classic introvert. And the good news is he let me take a practicum with him and I got out of speech. It was incredible. It was amazing. It's a great story. If the story ended right there, if my life ended right there, it would be a happy ending, right?
Okay.
Let's fast forward 6 years. I go back to school to get my master's in education because I'm going to start teaching and coaching basketball. So I've got my journalism degree and now I'm going to go get a second English degree and get a master's degree. And they're like, they're doing a little audit or whatever it is. And they're looking at my transcript and they're saying, Brian, everything looks great. Did a good job when you're, you know, in your undergrad. Now you have to, you know, go get your master's degree. In order to get into the master's program, you have to take this test and do this. And then there's one class you haven't taken yet. And you have to take this class because you can't even get into the master's program without it. And it's speech. So after all that begging I did 6 years prior meant nothing because now I have to go take speech and I'm deathly afraid. And now here's the worst part. I'm 30 years old at this point and I go to a community college full of 18 and 19 year olds and I take speech in front of them. Not only am I like deathly afraid to talk in front of people, but now I'm like having to talk to like people who are like 10 years younger than me who are like, I'm already the old guy. And now they're going to make even more fun of me.
Yep.
So guys, I get it. If you're the introvert, I'm going to talk to two people here. The guy, the one who's the introvert or is shy. And then the person who feels like they don't have any experience, which is the two people I wrote down here. Guys, this is totally the truth. When it comes to like speaking in front of a bunch of people, even like five people, even 10 people, it is deathly terrifying when you're going up to one person, you're the brand new guy and you're talking to the seasoned investor. Maybe even you're talking to the first seller on the phone ever and you don't know anything about real estate really. You've read some books, but you don't really know a whole lot. You've listened to a few of Alex's podcasts, but you still don't know a ton. And you're talking to this seller, this big bad seller who knows everything. And it's so intimidating. I get it. I just did a YouTube video on this, by the way.
Did you? Okay.
You are going to mess up. It's an absolute fact. You're going to mess up. You're going to stumble and you just got to take your lumps. The only way to get better at it is to do it. And you've got to do it. You got to do it repeatedly. Go back and listen to the very first RIA meeting when I first started it. Go back and listen. I spoke in front of 75 people. We had 75 people show up at our launch. And I was so nervous. I'm holding a handheld mic and my hand is shaking the whole time. It's on YouTube and I've got it on YouTube for a reason. So go back and check it out. You can type in Alaria Brian Tripp keynote. Okay. And from January 2017. It's horrendous, but I have it up there as a reminder of how bad I was until I got better and better. And so that's the introvert. You just got to do it. You got to fall on your face. You got to talk to the seller. You got to talk to the seasoned investor. You just have to do it and you're just going to get better. And it does suck in the beginning because I was there. Alex was there. We were all there. You just got to get over it. There's really no other advice. 100%.
Well, let me tell you, and let me just kind of piggyback on that. One of the things I do whenever I'm, you know, whenever there's some sort of fear or doubt associated with something is I always think about Tony Robbins and the whole classic, you got to attach more pleasure to doing it because he'll talk about the psychology that people are more motivated by avoiding pain than by gaining pleasure.
Yes.
Is how do you flip that on its head? You know, there's fear associated because of insecurities or because of doubt or because of a number of things, right? Well, how do you associate more pain with not going forward with that thing that you might have fear? There's fear associated with. How do you avoid more pain with not doing it than the current pain of doing it? Does that make sense? And it's kind of like a hack. You're kind of tricking your brain to a certain degree, but you have to really, first of all, you should always be investing and working on yourself, like just personal development, because that naturally will just help you overcome a lot of these things. It all starts with just mindset. And I realize that's just super not sexy and very cliche, you know, mindset, but it's the truth. It starts there. And then number two, try to trick your mind almost. Like, how do you associate more pain with not doing it than doing it? Or if you're motivated by pleasure, how do you associate pleasure with what a relationship with this person, for example, can do for your life or for your business? Or, you know, so those are kind of like hacks that could potentially work for you. But like at the end of the day, you just got to do it. Cause if you don't do it, nothing's going to change, you know?
Totally. And then, you know, there's some things that you could do as well. You can email, you can DM people, you know, where you're not face to face, you're not talking to them on the phone. That's a little, that can get you a little bit more comfortable too. Those are some things you could do. Let me talk to that second person. Cause I Alex, what you're so great at. I love that you're kind of the devil's advocate. Hey, that sounds great, Brian, but what about this guy? And what about this guy? I love that. That's you're a great interviewer. You're a great host. The guy with no experience, or the person that doesn't have the pod, Brian, I don't have a podcast. Brian, I don't think that starting a meetup group is really for me. I don't have the authority. I can't write a book. I can't do all these things. That's just too much. Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story about that. In October of 2016, I met Alex for the first time at a speaker's training event put on by Sean McCloskey and Joe McCall in St. Louis. Right.
Yeah.
I had my little itty bitty meetup. I was doing okay volume. I was just a, you know, a roller coaster wholesaler, just like a lot of people. And I wanted to start kind of getting, started gaining a little bit of a reputation around town. And I started a little meetup group. And, you know, like I said, we had four people show up at our very first one. And then we were up to about 20 people. They're just coming to my office. So I go to this event. And Sean basically looks at me in my eyes and says, "You have to start ARIA." And I'm thinking, like, what are you talking about? And he just like laid out the entire plan, like told me exactly how to do it. He's like, "Hey," and I even wrote a book on how to start ARIA with Larry yeah. Goins. And so he gave me a copy of his book. I read the book. I learned how to do all this. You talking about the personal development stuff. I didn't think that was really the path for me. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I wanted to do it. There's already ARIA in our town, even though it was pretty bad. There was already one. There are all these different things going through my mind. Well, that alone kind of catapulted me. When we launched that, I was terrible, guys. I was so terrible at speaking. I was terrible at putting together I hadn't put together a PowerPoint since, you know, college, right? So like I was just terrible at all these things and I just did it. I put myself out there. And I got better. And that'd be the advice I have for you, is especially if you're already doing some volume in real estate and you want to do more volume, you've got to start something like a group. You've got to do a podcast, even if it's a Facebook Live, some sort of something to get your personal brand out there locally. And that's kind of what my book's about. Nothing's for sale. And guys, I'd love to, Alex, if you don't mind, I'd love to give your audience a free copy if that's okay.
Oh, brother, that I was going to say, because we'll definitely include the link to on the show notes page. But yeah, man, however we can coordinate that.
Yeah, man. So I think the easiest way, I actually ran out of free copies. I did a first edition. I gave all those away for free. We have our second edition out now. And there's really no easy way to do it. I could set up a free plus shipping funnel, which I know a lot of people do. But I don't want to put anyone down who does that, but I feel like that's a little gimmicky and a little scammy. If you guys just go follow me on Instagram and shoot me a DM with your address in it, I'll have my virtual assistant literally the same day put it in the mail for you. We'll pay for the shipping and everything. I want to give that to you as a gift. Now, I'm saying this, Alex, there better not be 500 people doing this now.
But look,
I might get overwhelmed.
But dude, check this out. Hopefully you don't mind me just mentioning this, but that is a perfect example. What you just did right there is you are leading with value. Hey, I'm going to give you a free book, which, you know, read the book. It's an awesome book. Nothing's for sale. I'm going to give it to you. Just go follow me on Instagram, where I'm going to provide more value on Instagram, and it's entertaining. And at the same time, you're building an audience. You're growing totally. Your network. So you guys see what he did there? It's like, hey, I'm leading with value. Let me give you the book. Just go follow me on Instagram. So now you're like, you get into his and Brian's like inner circle, the sphere almost. You know what I mean? And so that's how you start. Take that example and how do you apply it to your real estate business or whatever it is you're trying to do? How do you lead with value, start to build an audience, start to kind of be the center of somebody's world? And opportunities are going to open up, but it all starts with value. And it can't, by the way, it cannot be, you can't like, it's not one of those things like, hey, I'm going to lead with value, but like, here's my ulterior motive kind of thing. And like, I really just want to get something, because it's not, it's, you got to be transparent and your intentions got to be pure, if that makes any sense. Otherwise, I think it's just kind of like, it's a house of cards. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah,
totally agree. So it's at Brian J Tripp on Instagram, B-R-I-A-N, the letter J, and my last name is T-R-I-P-P-E. Go follow me on Instagram. Shoot me a quick DM. Just say, hey, I heard you on Alex's podcast. Give me your name and address, and we'll get that book out to you immediately. Don't have to pay shipping. Don't have to pay for anything.
Okay. And that's, you said at Brian J Tripp.
With you got it.
Okay, perfect. Just so we can include it in the show notes page. Brother, really quick, why don't you, so we can start to kind of wind down the episode, can you talk about what you and Tom are doing with Real Estate Investing Live? Like, what does that look like? What's the vision for it? And how do people just kind of get plugged into what you guys are doing?
That's awesome, man. Alex, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really do appreciate you. So I think anyone who's listening to this, if they follow Alex or they follow Tom Kroll, you'd be like, man, I would love to be in business with Alex Pardo one day. And it literally all started for me by going to that event in Orlando. I paid for it myself. I came with the intention of meeting Tom, trying to provide value to Tom. I ended up getting on stage to speak. And now here we are. He ended up coming to Birmingham to be one of our keynote speakers at our local RIA. And here we are, you know, what, 9-10 months later, you know, almost a year later, and we're in business together. So just, again, the power of networking, I cannot even, it's just, to me, it is the single most important thing when it comes to probably business, period, yep. But definitely in real estate, it is the single most powerful thing. So Real Estate Investing Live is a series of live events, live local events, local to your market. We're probably not in your market yet. We're actually officially launching in January 2019. We've got a few kind of test markets that we have up and running right now, and we're going to really start pushing this thing come January. If you are interested in going to a local meetup with local people who have the heart that I have, the heart that Alex has, that Tom has, of providing value first. The reason I started my RIA, obviously Sean McCloskey told me to, right? Mm-hmm. But the heart behind that thing was I was so sick of my local RIA selling brand new people into some sort of something that they surely didn't need. Now, some needed it, but most didn't. And my RIA, I don't know if anyone listening to this can relate, but my local RIA that was here in Birmingham was selling stuff every single month, and no one went. No one went anymore. I mean, there's like 30, 40 people going. We wanted to provide an atmosphere. We wanted to provide something where we're giving value to people. Do we still sell our coaching? Of course we do. We sell membership. We do all the things that RIAs do, right? Except bring in outside selling speakers every single time. We actually don't. The only thing we sell is our coaching, which is not intrusive at all. It's like, hey, by the way, if you're interested in learning more about this, just see me later. That's literally like the extent of it. And then we sell our membership. If you want to get involved in a group or a meetup like that, reach out to us, Real Estate Investing Live. We're probably not in your city yet, but we probably will be. And maybe you're a leader. Maybe you're a leader in your city and you've thought about starting a meetup. You've thought about starting something where you wanted to provide value to your local community. Get in touch with us as well. We would love to show you, because that's what we're doing now. That's what Tom and I are doing. We're helping people who are local that have huge hearts for helping other people. We're helping them start their own meetup group, giving them the infrastructure, showing them how to do it, what to do. That's our new venture, and we could not be more excited about it. I think it's really going to change the entire RIA landscape. I've talked to numerous people who are associated with National RIA, and I'm talking about people who work for them, and they all agree that the system is broken. The old way of doing things is broken. We want to provide some new, exciting things that really kind of resonate with the millennial, that resonate with the 2019 creative real estate investor, the wholesaler, the guy who's doing buying houses for little or nothing down, the guy who's doing the creative stuff. This is for you.
I love it, buddy. I love it, man. How do people connect with you, find out more about that if they have any interest, and just kind of, get to know you and see how they can add value to what you have going on?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that opportunity. I think really Instagram is probably going to be the best. I'm committed to growing my Instagram following to, I talked to Cody Sperber recently, and who's just, you know, what it doesn't matter what you think about him and all his marketing stuff, but he is absolutely brilliant at his marketing. And he kind of laid out, you know, the formula for growing your Instagram following. I'm all about growing Insta right now. So Brian J. Tripp on Instagram is going to be the best way. Shoot me a DM if you want to, you know, kind of get involved with what we're doing, want to learn more, want a free book, whatever it is. Again, Alex, let me just say this before we go. Alex, I just appreciate you so much. I appreciate what you do. I am a listener. I'm a follower of your podcast. You're one of the three or four that I listen to every single week on a weekly basis. You do a tremendous job of interviewing people, getting stuff out of them that, because I would hear multiple people go on a lot of different shows. And when they come on your show, I feel like that person ends up providing the most value to the audience because of the questions that are asked. And I just think that you do a tremendous job, and me speaking for the entire real estate community, we appreciate you and what you do.
Well, thank you for sharing that, man. I'm humbled by your thoughts, and I just appreciate you reaching out to me, man, and saying, hey, man, you know, what can I do? How can I help? And that led to you being on a second time here. I love what you and Tom are doing, man. I appreciate everything you're doing for the community, and it's great. I mean, guys, you know, I think I'm confident in saying that, you know, what I said at the beginning, at the top of the show, that stick with us because you're going to pick up some nuggets. I'm confident in saying that Brian delivered, you know, so take one of those things. If there's something that is kind of eating at you at your core and something you feel, you know, you should do, but you're procrastinating, you're holding back, maybe it's because of fear, whatever it might be. What I want to kind of challenge you with is go out there and do that very thing as quickly as you can, so that you can start to get over it and you can start to kind of like just make an impact on people's lives. And I promise you, in return, your life will be impacted. And, you know, I think Brian can attest to that. I'm living proof of that. Just lead with genuinely wanting to give, wanting to help people. And I promise your world's going to open up. So, Brian, man, that's all I got. I don't know if you have anything else to add before we put a bow on this particular episode.
Brother, I think I said it all, man. People want to reach out to me. You know how to do it. Alex, again, thank you. We appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you, buddy. Well, guys, I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Again, I really do appreciate it. This is the first time joining. And if you've been following for a while, my goal is always to just, you know, have the best experts like Brian come on the show. Give so that you guys can just, you know, reap the rewards and the results in your business and in your life. So appreciate you guys. I'm signing off. I'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.